welcome back, everybody. Time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, with the only man who knows everybody in Orange County, John Gutierrez.
Wow, thank you, Paul. I really appreciate that. Welcome, everybody, again to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here. And with us today, we have another superstar guest, Ms. Jennifer Johnston, Vice President of Experience and Services Excellence at, of course, Easter Seals here in Southern California. Dr. Johnston holds a doctorate in organizational leadership and is a board-certified behavioral analyst. Over 30 years of experience in education and disability. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you.
Let me take off these glasses here. And I gotta say, we were talking before the show, and there's just so much great information that I think our audience is gonna benefit today as far as the organization and everything you do. And we're gonna get into that, and we're gonna talk about all the services, everything they do. But we want to get to know you a little bit, if that's okay. We always like our listeners and our viewers to get to know you as a person. Can you share a little bit about yourself and how you ended up in this role, if you don't mind?
Sure. Thanks. And thank you so much for having me here today.
No, we're excited to have you. Yes.
Being relaxed, and I'm not nervous at all. And
I will mention, before I forget, Easter Seals is one of our Estrella Award winners this year.
So excited.
Felicidades. Congratulations.
So excited.
No, thank you guys for everything you do. There's a reason why you're winning. Of course, nonprofit, right?
Yes,
of the year
yes.
award.
Nonprofit
so,
of the
congratulations.
Year. We are so honored with that. You have no idea. And I'm excited to talk more about, especially about the event that's coming up, too. That's
yes.
going to be really exciting to be able to be a part of that wonderful awards event. So
yes.
We're very
yes.
excited.
Tell us about you.
Sure. It's always awkward to talk about yourself
okay.
at first, isn't it? But I will just say, you announced me so beautifully or introduced me. My name is Jennifer Johnston. I do go by JJ Johnston, so please feel free to call me that.
JJ, okay.
I love that. I was born and raised here in Southern California. I'm a native. I love it here. I would never want to live anywhere else. I have a family here in Southern California. I've been married.
Triplets?
I have triplets. I've been married 32 years.
She was telling me this before the show.
Yep.
Triplets.
Yes. I have my three children, two boys, one girl, and they are now 26 years old.
Wow. Shout out to them.
Yes.
Great mom doing great things in the community.
I hope they hear that. Thank you. Are you listening? That's a good thing. That's a good thing. But yeah, I grew up here in Southern California. I went to California Baptist University, got my bachelor's degree there. And I went there when it was California Baptist College.
Oh, okay.
That was a long time ago. It used to be CBC, but now it's CBU. So go Lancers.
Oh, nice. But same school, right?
Same
everything?
School, same everything.
Just changed
everything.
A little bit of the name?
Yeah, I think they just grew their presence a little bit. So, yeah.
Would you say that in college or at that college that started impacting you or guiding
Definitely.
You towards where you are
Definitely.
And what you're doing today?
Definitely. I think that there's an emphasis around purpose and finding your purpose and serving your community and being connected. And
I love that. Finding your purpose.
Finding your purpose. So that was really cool. And that led me to go ahead and get my master's there. And then I got my doctorate through Chapman University. They had a
great school. One of
yeah,
our members too.
Yes.
Chapman University. Yes.
Yeah. They had a little bit of an offshoot for working adults that was called Brandman.
Oh.
And at Brandman, they offered all different kinds of advanced education. And so got my doctorate there. And
congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. And
we're always hanging in downtown Orange. We like the circle over there.
Right?
A lot of great places to eat. My sister, my wife, and my brother-in-law, we go out down there. So we love Chapman. There's a lot of students down there.
Yes,
it's really cool.
It is.
Really, really cool.
It's good to spend a Saturday there. Just walk the shops and eat at the barbecue place.
Everywhere.
All the things.
There's so many cafes. There's so many cafes there now.
True.
Yeah, that's great. So Chapman.
Yeah.
And then,
Chapman.
So you come out of Chapman and what did you decide to jump into?
Oh my goodness. Early childhood education was my first love. I always joke and say I'm like a recovering preschool teacher because it was where I started and I loved it so much and I had the ability.
This is after having triplets.
This was before triplets.
Oh,
thank
before
goodness.
Triplets.
Yes,
ah,
yes.
So you're preparing yourself.
Yeah. I don't know if I prepared very well, but I was loving on other people's children because they were
great.
It was just wonderful to be involved in.
I will say, because I used to work in the teaching industry and I will say that when I worked in the industry, many of the teachers at the time who were older than me would say, yeah, a lot of us don't have children because these are all our children.
Exactly.
And I was like, that makes sense. You're giving back. It's interesting that you went through this phase, but still had triplets, right?
Yeah. My early childhood education came from Riverside City College, Riverside Community College. Oh. I loved being there. We had a lab school there, and we just caught the bug of how important it is and how diverse our community is.
Yes, yes.
While I was working there and I was continuing my education, we had a young man who I say young man, but he was like 3 years old, and he came into the lab school, and he was one of our wonderful, like, we call them tiger cubs because they're the tigers there.
Yes,
so
yes.
He was one of our cubs. And as we had him over the years period of time, we found that he had some needs that we weren't really able to meet. And the family brought in some experts to be able to teach us how to meet his needs. And from that point on, I was hooked. I was hooked around the education part. I was hooked around the ability to support someone in the community. And from that point on, the rest is history. It's been in the disability
space. Became your mission?
Yeah, my purpose. And then, of course, working for Easter Seals, that aligned beautifully with the mission and the purpose of Easter Seals.
About Easter Seals, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about, for those people listening or viewing and heard of Easter Seals for the first time, which is a great nonprofit.
It's an incredible nonprofit.
Huge,
yes.
Right?
We are an affiliate of a national organization, Easter Seals, and Easter Seals Southern California is the largest disability service provider in our state, which is incredible.
Largest,
we have an incredible presence. We serve over 29,000 individuals here in the state of California.
Just say 30,000.
Yeah, let's just say 30.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yes, and we have our team out, of course, across California. It's about 3,300 individuals who are every day providing services, vital services that are for disabilities and within our communities to really break down any barriers and really improve access and empower people with disability.
That is great. And a lot of them, are they a mixture of volunteers and employees, or is it both?
Those are our employees.
Full-time?
Yeah, that number is our employees.
Wow.
We, of course, welcome volunteers. Those are our staff members who are showing up every day and really making that difference in the way that we are our participants and the individuals we serve and their families are moving through the community.
And I know earlier you and I were talking, you said you have so many of these, is it affiliates, right? Or centers throughout California?
So Easter Seals Southern California, we have over 70 plus locations that we offer services. And we offer services throughout the age range. So we have early childhood services. We have preschools, Head Start programs.
Wow.
We have autism services. We offer everything from applied behavior analysis, ABA services that happen both in our centers, but also in home and in the community, which is wonderful. Occupational therapy, speech therapy, all of that around autism services. We have adult services and living supports. So for adults, we have different centers and different programs that push in and out into the community. We have homes and living opportunities for our wonderful participants. We have employment. We have different programs that help our community members to really find employment that fits who they are and serves their purpose.
Wow.
Yeah, it's throughout the lifespan we offer services and really across disabilities.
It's interesting you say that because I was at Starbucks a couple of days ago and I was sitting there waiting for my drink. Strawberry lemonade, by the way. I don't drink coffee.
Nice.
But I'm seeing there's a Starbucks right across from our hospice office there. And there was a lady who was with a couple of our autistic kids, or young adults. They were young adults. And she starts just talking to me as we're both getting some napkins there and stuff. And she says, he just got his first job.
Wow.
And he's just very shy, standing there with the big smile.
I love it.
And I said, no way. She goes, but she's very sad.
Because
they're a group and they're always together and his life is about to change, I guess you could say. And it was just very heartwarming when she shared that with me.
Yeah.
Hispanic lady, we talked a little bit in Spanish and I said, thank you for all you do. This is amazing because obviously,
wonderful.
I don't know if they're employees or volunteers, whoever these people are, that are helping this community.
Yes, most definitely.
You got to have a heart, right?
Most definitely.
Like, we're in hospice, we're in healthcare, and you can't work in what we do unless you have the compassion.
100%.
So kudos to all of you.
Yes, and congratulations on that job. Wonderful accomplishment. Yes, that's so great.
Yes, and so I'm assuming those are great. Yeah. I guess you could say goals to meet, right?
100%.
To see happen with some of them in the community.
Yeah, and we're at Easter Seals, we are truly, at our core, we're a mission-driven organization. And we are wanting to be sure that we're supporting, breaking down those barriers, like I said earlier, and really supporting our communities in that kind of acceptance, right? In making sure that there is a place for everyone and that we all belong. And so to hear that that gentleman was in a position where he had the supports that he needed in order to be successful in applying for that job and having the skills for that job, that's incredible. And we have stories like that as well with our employment services team, that they're finding the match between the individual's strengths, which is very person-centered, that's who we are, and then what the business needs.
One of our longtime members is Mr. Frank Garcia from La Casa Garcia in Anaheim.
Wonderful.
And he's somebody who once I sat down with to have lunch, he's almost like one of our founders of our chamber, and he said he loves bringing in to work, or I don't know if they're workers or volunteers, but they actually come with somebody with them.
The coach.
Can you share how that works, if
yes,
you don't mind?
Yeah.
Because when he was sharing with me, I was like, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's an incredible program. In our services, with employment services, it's just like when you're learning any kind of skill, there's an opportunity to learn that skill independently and practice it at home. I remember when I used to take tickets at a movie theater, right? I wanted to be sure I knew exactly what I had to say and what I had to do. So I practiced at home a little bit, had some help from my parents.
Yeah.
We have coaches, actually. And those coaches in our employment services team, they not only work with the individual to help them become independent with the skills that are needed to be successful in that business.
Yeah.
They work with the business owners and the individuals who are leaders in that business to understand what the expectations are and to share how we can fully accept that individual in the environment, like your friend that you were talking about.
That Mr. Frank Garcia, La Casa Garcia.
Mr. Frank Garcia.
Yeah, he's over there in Anaheim right by Disneyland, and he's been there for
years. Shout out to Frank.
Yeah, and when he was sharing that with me, I said, Frank, that is awesome.
That is awesome.
He goes, you don't understand, John. I love it. I love to see them, you know, learning and thriving.
So many opportunities.
And at the beginning, maybe they're just coming in here and helping me clean down the tables. But they're learning the people skills to how to welcome people to the restaurant and things like that.
That's where I started. Mm-hmm. I started cleaning tables. Isn't that kind of where everyone starts?
It's true.
So
it's true.
To have Mr. Garcia say that he has a fully inclusive organization there and that he welcomes people who want a job, who want to work, and who are working to grow their skills. Smart businessman.
Yeah. And I think it also, it goes to show the bravery of these individuals. You have to be willing to step out of that comfort zone and say, I'm going to go do this,
right? Yes. And there it is, a desire and courage as well. I agree.
Yeah.
And people like Mr. Garcia and yourself, those individuals who see the value in what they bring as an employee, as a hard worker, as an individual who wants to grow their skills, those people are making space for inclusion and acceptance. And we offer the support to those individuals and to the business in order to make it successful. Sometimes you just need a little bit of coaching, right? And then from there, we fade ourselves out, and that person is independently working and bringing value to that organization. So that's amazing.
So as a chamber, for anybody listening that's one of our members or a business owner, like Mr. Frank Garcia, how can they get involved with you all?
Oh, wonderful question. I love that. We're all over, of course, as we talked about. We do have a hub here in Orange County. Our corporate office is here, our heart, so to speak,
off
of our
55.
Business, off the 55 at McGaw. So you would literally just reach out. Maureen Caricetti is like my favorite person, one of my favorite people at Easter Seals. And she most definitely is our leader, our director of employment services. And so we can definitely get you hooked up and let those things happen. And there's a whole discovery process that happens about the business and about the individual.
Yes.
So there's a
it's
lot.
It's like a matchmaking,
it
right?
It is. Yeah. It really is.
It's got to make sense for both.
100%. And there is some science behind it that really helps people to understand and to make the best choices with that that individual to make the best choice for them. So it's wonderful. We're very person-centered around it. We interview about what their desires are to learn about and where they'd like to work. And it's just really an overall incredible program. So yes, as chamber members are reaching out, please. And I know Maria Vega is another individual at our Pyatt Center that you all could reach out to, because we really, the chamber members and the chamber itself has just meant so much. It's been life-changing for a lot of our participants in the way that we've been able to participate in your events.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Again, for anybody just tuning in, we want to remind everybody that April 11th is our annual, of course, Estrella Awards that we do at Disneyland, which has been going, I think it's past our 30th year. So it's a huge event. And this year, Easter Seals is winning an award for Nonprofit of the Year.
Wow.
Congratulations.
It's such an honor.
It's an honor for us. You guys are doing amazing work in the community. And it's just great to see. I mentioned earlier before the show to Jennifer that one of my best buddies, consultant, his name is Jatanga, who helped me start our small little nonprofit for our hospice. I used to work at Easter Seals. Yeah. And throughout the years, nothing but good things to say about Easter Seals.
That's wonderful.
And so it means a lot to hear that it's continued. He's an older gentleman, and he tells me stories. And so it's great to see. And he's from Kenya. So he has a lot that he's been through in his life, coming to the country and going through so many challenges. And so I think Easter Seals played a huge role in his life, because I hear how passionate he is when he speaks about being there.
Yeah.
And so to see what you guys are continuing to do, for those of you that are attending Estrella Awards, come over and say hi to Jennifer,
yes,
of course.
Yes.
If that's okay with you.
Oh my gosh, please. Yes, I'm excited.
All these people are going to start coming up to you.
I
saw you on the podcast show.
I hope so. That would be amazing. We'll connect everyone so that we can continue resource sharing. And it's just wonderful.
And you have an event coming up yourself, or some events or anything like that?
Yeah, we will definitely be at the awards.
Okay.
We're very excited about that. And you know, the way that the chamber has approached that with us and with our relationship over time, our participants come, the people that we serve come. And so it's such a wonderful experience to be able to celebrate community and to connect in that manner. So I do hope that they come and say hello, and we'll get them introduced to Maureen and Maria and all of these wonderful people that we work with.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
We're excited. Everything we do at the chamber is really about what I feel is collaboration. Yeah. How can we help each other? How can we support each other? And that's one of the things that anything that we can do and continue to do in return to support what you all are doing, by all means, that's what we're
fantastic.
Here for. You know?
You know, I think I said this to you earlier, that the sharing of resources and the way that chamber members have made inclusion and this way of making everyone feel welcomed has just been an incredible demonstration of community. And we are so excited to be a part of it and feel so connected to it. So really, thanks to all of the members, and also thanks to just the leadership at the chamber, because it's been something that's really, it's been life-changing for some of the people that we work with to be able to have this opportunity to get dressed up and go to all of the different events and share in resources. And when we were talking earlier, I did want to bring some resources to be able to share, because that was very important that we continue, right, to do our part in sharing those resources.
Yes.
So I know that there is a wonderful event in the disability space that is called the Ability Expo.
Okay.
And that is actually happening in March. It is the 27th through the 29th.
Okay.
Historically, it had been held in Los Angeles. And this year, for the first time, it's going to be held in Long Beach at the Convention Center.
Nice.
And so talk about huge events. It's amazing. Literally tens of thousands of people come to this. It's very family friendly. It's kids, adults, all ages are welcome.
That's great.
There are hundreds of vendors who set up different activities and events and share swag. And it's a really great time. And there are opportunities to look for resources around disability and then also just around inclusion. So we will be there. Easter Seals will be there. Mm. Very excited. So come by the booth and say hi, and we'll share some swag.
I gotta put that in my calendar swing by and check it out. Maybe Paul will join me, and we'll do some interviews. Paul, maybe
there
go down
go.
There, huh?
I'm ready. Let's go.
I love it.
We go check it out. Come on, why wouldn't we want to go to Long Beach? Such a nice area over there.
Hey, listen.
The Convention Center, right?
You'll get all your steps in for sure. It'll be good. Or stepping, rolling, whatever people need to do.
I'll have to probably carry Paul once in a while.
You know.
Look, he's always beating up on me here.
No, that's, I have a nephew who has he's autistic, and I'm going to talk to my brother. I'm going to see if he can join us. He could go down there, and it'd be nice. It's always good, like you said, to go see what the resources are, because hopefully, as we know, everything's evolving and changing.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely. Yes.
Autism. When I was a kid, nobody ever heard of it. Was it just undiagnosed, or has it grown? Obviously, there have been controversial people like Jenny McCarthy and others who say it's because of things we're giving or whatever. Seems like more people than ever have autism. Any ideas why? Is it growing? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse?
Wow, that you could dedicate an
We only have 3 minutes.
I know. Yeah, I just
you asked the question. You 3 minutes left in the show. Yeah. No, you brought it up.
We at Easter Seals, we're very committed to research-based services that we offer, and also really maintaining that there is scientific evidence around any of the items that we're talking about and how we're presenting. So we do have a very high rate of autism that we have been tracking for years now, and the increase that we've seen. And part of our mission is really, how do we create those resources and have the opportunity to really provide
what's needed? Don't you have some cutting-edge therapies? We have another guy. Yeah. The reason I know any of this, Barry Sawitz does a show. His son has autism. Yes. He does a real estate show. He's brought you guys in from time to time. And I thought you were doing something with, like, virtual reality
we
or something?
We are. Same? Oh my gosh, I love that you brought that up. We absolutely are. Yes, we definitely are an innovative organization. We are looking to technology. We do have a research team we have an entire research department that is led by who we affectionately call Dr. Duff, under the direction of our chief clinical officer, who is Dr. Paula Pompa-Craven. And they are definitely looking, and we do have some virtual reality work that we've been doing.
That's great.
We have also assistive communication technologies that we've been working with. So definitely cutting edge, definitely pushing the envelope on that research science-based backed information.
Because what little I know about autism is that they're overly stimulated. They can't take all the stimulation that's coming at them, light, sounds, movement. And typically you took them into the community to try and get them used to things. Virtual reality was another way to do that virtually. To put
Yes, with virtual reality and also practicing skills.
Right.
I love what you're describing, and I have to just be very cautious in that. When
Paul, we have to be very cautious.
Well, it's just because when you know one person with autism, one person with autism.
Exactly, because it's
It is a spectrum disorder, and so I will just share with you personally, I mentioned my children, and I have 26-year-old triplets. Each one of my wonderful, beautiful triplets live on the autism spectrum in very different places. Right. I can share with you that one is very impacted by his diagnosis, and he is constantly working on behaviors, and we have lots of supports in place to help him be as independent as possible and to thrive, because in alignment with our mission at Easter Seals, that is my job as a parent, is to really see them thrive. Mm. And then I have another individual, one of my sons, who has done a certificate program. He had a work coach. He's working actually in social media and loves podcasting.
There
you go. We need to talk, just saying.
Okay, come on.
Don't introduce him to Paul. Introduce him to me.
He knows everybody.
And then finally, our daughter. Our daughter is in college. She's attended Cal State Long Beach. She's now at Cal State San Bernardino.
Good for
her. She's in her final year, and she's going to go on to get her master's.
Yeah.
And each one of them is so different and has so many different needs. And I will share that their needs do change as they're in different environments and learning different skills. So the virtual reality part has a lot of different applications.
Are people surprised that Easter Seals has taken this on as one of your pillars? Because I don't know what I thought Easter Seals was. When I was a kid, we all had the little envelopes and we gave donations to things.
The actual seal,
Seal,
the stamp.
And I don't know what it was for, but it was a well-thought-of, well-known organization that raised money for charity.
Yes.
I just want to point out, what's interesting, when the whole TV everywhere, the controversy of autism and all that.
Yeah.
I always say to my wife when I see stuff like that, we work in hospice, we're in healthcare. We see a lot of people now more than ever after 25 years with ALS and Parkinson's and obviously cancer. Mm. We don't sit in question, like, why? Why is there more ALS? Why is there more Parkinson's? Why is there more cancer centers everywhere?
That's a very good point.
Right? We don't do that in hospice.
Right.
We just say, let's go.
Like that.
Let's do it. Let's help these people.
Yeah.
We're going to do what we need. But we don't sit there and go, why? How did they get it?
Yeah.
How come these people? And
it's interesting.
For me, it's more about we're in the service industry.
Right.
We're here to solve problems, right? We're here to help people with whatever it is that they need, right?
I love that, yes.
Not, I hate to say it this way, but not steer the pot and be like, how come, how did he get, is it because
right.
he lives in Irvine
right.
and there used to be something there and they built homes there and all the fumes.
Oh,
and
wow,
we don't
yeah.
get into all that.
No.
We just say, let's go help this family.
Exactly.
They need us.
And, exactly.
And how can we help? And I saw your face when Paul asked that question about autism.
Oh, it's not the first time.
Rolled the eyes.
No.
It's but, not the
no.
first time.
But the face I saw of her is, hey, we're going to help whoever, whenever, however.
Exactly.
And we're not going to question.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like how they ended up in this situation. Just like we don't question in hospice, man, how did this man at such a young age get stage 4 pancreatic cancer? No? Okay. We don't investigate.
I love that analogy that you gave.
Right?
And I think too, as you were asking the question, how our business came to encompass autism services.
Yeah.
Which
I don't think most of the public knows. That's
yeah,
why I brought it.
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong. But
no,
I'm
grateful. I'm grateful. I think we were talking about.
Everybody knows except you, Paul.
Yeah.
I could be. I don't know everybody.
You've been in
I'm
this.
All slow.
You've been too long in this podcast room.
I'm in this
you
room.
You got to get out.
They never let me out.
No, our services, Easter Seals as an organization, was founded. It's over 100 and I think
yeah, exactly.
3 or 4 years old now.
It's amazing.
Maybe even longer than
wow.
that.
It's almost as old as Paul.
Yeah. And it was really founded out of need. Our founder, Edgar Allen, at the time, his son was involved in an accident. He was hospitalized, and that actual experience had an impact on him and
wow.
raising awareness and funds for individuals who were disabled because of
yes.
different reasons. So
yeah.
that grew for us and continued to grow. And Easter Seals has always, especially in Southern California, has always risen to the occasion. So when there is a need that is identified, because we are a trusted partner here,
yes.
when that need is identified, we rise to the occasion and understand, grow our expertise, call in expertise
right.
to be sure
and
that we can meet the need.
And that's what you did with autism, another disability that maybe I didn't
Correct.
Hear about or know enough about, but as the need has risen, you've risen to tackle it.
Yes, that is a wonderful way to say it. And I encourage you, maybe our chief clinical officer, Dr. Pompa Craven, could come back sometime. I know she is a staunch believer and a staunch advocate for continuing to share with our families.
Or we
the
have
science.
Her on a panel at one of
yes.
our events or something.
Yes.
That would be great. That
the
would be
science-based, evidence-based treatment routes that we have for autism services and our research department. That'd be a great, that'd
that would
be a great podcast.
Show. I've never, great that'd podcast. Be a show I've never heard
yeah,
before. Right?
That
yes.
would be a good one, yeah.
Paul's taking up all my time.
I know.
No, thank you for being on the show, Jennifer. I know that
Absolutely.
30 minutes goes by so fast. We really appreciate everything that your team is doing, your staff, and that is why we were so honored to nominate you guys, and obviously you all will be receiving an award at Estrella Awards this April 11th coming up. So if you haven't got your tickets or if you want to join us and be part of the gala, let us know and reach out to us, of course.
Where do they go for tickets?
They can just make a comment, send us a message wherever you're viewing this. But you could also go to our website, ochcc.org. Of course, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce website. But if anybody wanted to reach out to you guys, is there any
yeah.
way to reach out?
Absolutely. We definitely have an online presence
okay.
at Easter Seals Southern California.
Okay.
So you can definitely reach out there and you can get in contact with us through that website. So it's just a wonderful opportunity to continue the conversation. And we really appreciate and are so humbled by the award. Thank you so much. It's so wonderful. This relationship with the chamber has just brought about such wonderful belonging and a sense of community and connection. So we really appreciate being a part of everything.
Thank you for being on the show. We will see you April 11th
yes.
at the Disneyland Resort
yes.
Hotel there. And wishing you all the best. And yes, let's have you back on the show. And we'll take it from here, where our community is your community here at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
There you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to meet our community. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.